whole discussion and see if we can get it to work. I don't know if you have to see the Maamar Kama, you should be able to be ahead of me, not behind me. Okay. Amar Aleph. Let's take a look. Watch. Koshun Dli Bepiskia Pirish Chagura Tulombavata Lakla. If you take a belt and you tie it to a bucket, so it's made to be put on and taken off, on and off. That's the way you normally use it. Watch this. Vahamavatla, someone who was mevatla there forever, butla daito etzel kol adam. As someone suspected yesterday, I forgot who somebody said, or the other way around. We're discussing the bi'alochas fighting with the Taz. The case where everybody leaves it forever, like tzitzis. You decide you're going to undo it mostly Shabbos. So the Taz says it works, people go, says it works, the Allah says it doesn't work, the basic man says it doesn't work. So they ask me the other way around. The other way around, a Farish Ritva. That if normally it's not kept there for a very short time. The Gemara is a Farish Kufu Gimel. You decide, leave it there forever. We disregard you there too. He clearly is a B'Allah man. We disregard you in both directions. It doesn't depend upon what you're actually doing, it depends how it's normally done. We saw the base here, so we should see it again. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but the base here is an expression. If it's asui, if it's normally made for one day, or for many days, or forever. It's not so much what he plans to do, but it's how it's normally done. Okay, so we'll get to that expression later. I want to get moving. So we had a couple of technical delays. We'll try to get to these things later, but just wanted to show the Ritva first thing. So now I wanted to show you, which again from the Maamar Kama, the Nishmas Adam, because I think it's something very important and very controversial, which I want to discuss with you. Now we're going to find this. The Sifrei Halacha, where are we? The Chiburim, it's called Chiburim. Chiburim, what's really that? What do you say? Chayod? Adia. Help me. How do you find the Chayod? Oh, see the Chayod? Right here. In front of my nose. I missed it. Chayod. Chayod. Nishmas Adam. Well, right there. Nishmas Adam. Shabbos. Okay. It's Klal. There's one of the Maamar Kama. It's Klal Chav Dalid. Take a look. Watch. Now, you notice that he's quoting a Rambam. It's based on the Mishnah. I want to show you the Mishnah. Perek HaBona. Take a look, Rabosai. Kuv Beis and Mid Beis. Perek HaBona. Let's see what the Mishnah says. Kuv Beis and Mid Beis. Zaklal. Line 4. Kol ha'osa melacha u'melachto miskayemes b'shabes chayef. Okay? It has to be miskayem. Okay? You need to be melacha shel kayama. Okay? Then in the Rambam. Okay? Because it's false. B'kapota shekol she'en melachto miskayemes. There are different interpretations of what it means. Rashi has a different pshat in the Mishnah. We're not going into that right now. You know what? The Rambam also didn't get it from this Mishnah. But the Magen Mishnah was a different source. Hakosev, she'eno ela b'davar miskayim, timlokin and derech tzviya b'kach. Tzvila l'Rambam du'adin ein derech tzviya, mein miskayim. Kosher, whoa! Tekesh she'eno osu l'iskayim, knows the word osui, eino kesher, ola roi b'chol ha'malachas. Wait a minute, against everything we said for the last 3 days. For the last 3 days we've been saying that kosher is unique. Kosher is a unique thing, only by kosher. We'll explain a little bit more why. He seems to be saying, no! Together with kosher, what did he put? Kosev, soveya, bone. Uvechinam kosev amagad mishnah, yudalav tetzvav, shetan demar mekomis. To kol amalokas, yalfinam ikosev. No. Shebe kesher, uvebinyan, amina behedja. Umashakosev tozat tzadidal mevez, dimezvachiderach. Let's take a look. Sadi Dalam Beis, look inside, please. This is also in the Makaros. Sadi Dalad Amid Beis. Please take a look at Sadi. V'chiderech Ariga B'kach. Afal Gav the Kolei Ani Min HaChashiva Ariga. Hocha B'seya Lo Chashiva Ariga. K'mo B'beget. V'od! Last line of the Kuf. V'od! The Hocha Ein Sofa L'Skayim. She'omedes L'Stira. When a woman braids her hair, it's not forever. She's going to undo it. See here, Klor. See, Beferish. Omedes, it would last forever. If you braid hair, till Mashiach comes, then it's going to be there. You have to take it out. But here, not only she's going to take it out. All women take it out. Omedes is stira. So that's a cloud. That's true. If you ask me, this is because Oreg is the same as kosher. What's Oreg? What are you doing with Oreg? You're tying hairs. You're weaving. Same thing as tying. So I would say it's unique. It applies to kosher. It applies to Oreg. Maybe to Topher. As we spoke about a little bit yesterday, Topher Almanas Likroa. Machlokas, who fought it out? Remember Beferish? You remember? Who? So Beferish one way and Beferish the other way. The Riff against the Marachar Zeruah. They fought it out. So I thought it's limited to these two Malachas. And the Chayotim is putting everything together. Kosev and everything. Boneh. All one thing. Against what we've been saying until now. We shall see soon. Yeah, he calls it Tosis. Ain't any lizard. Watch this now. The Hosam Shiny Bimelechas Oreg, Shia Mechuber Yachad, the Kaven, the Nomedis Listor, Hare Lo Nerag. Stop here. Wait a minute. I thought that the exact same Svara that the Chayotim is saying with respect to what? Oreg applies to what? Nu? Kosher. Kosher is also as unique as Oreg. Why is he putting kosher together with Boneh? And then it's Kosev. I would have said exactly the opposite of the Nishma Soda. That's what I would have said. I don't know. Now, this is an interesting dispute when it comes to other malachas. If you plan to undo it, what is the halachic status? We've already mentioned this before, we'll mention it again. Again, this is coming from the Avnei Nezer. I was thinking afterwards, we haven't seen this yet. Let's go to the Shut and look for Shut Avnei Nezer. In other words, they won't have the new Egley Tal, but they should have an Eitel they'll have. Well, look, it's right there at the beginning. It starts with an Aleph Beis. Avnei Nezer. Or a Chaim. Well, the thing is, you have to get to the other, the right numbers. Let's see if we can find it. The Bo say, watch. Simon Reish Yud. Watch this. We're talking here about closing and opening books. Shuvas Ramah is Mekel. It's an amazing thing. The Ramah is Mekel, and his Talmud, the Levush, is Yechayev Chatas. Can you imagine that? We'll see it so many times this year. Once it's Mutta, once it's Yechayev Chatas. It's in Hilchos Shabbos, it's Maizim B'chol Yom. But it's still, I guess, a little scared, you know? What does he say over here? Niradish Dakli Bazatuva, the Perak Abona Kosta Bamashkin, Vukhodova Shanishok Miskayan Pot, Vyodua, the Khopturi Shabbos Pot Rabalasa, Ubedidan Ze, Afogat in the Miskayan Ksav Ze, Nimavua the Ramos Viole, the Khosh of Dova Shan Miskayan. Why? Howel the Osu Liftoach Velino, the Kholapilpul in Yeshba the Easter Rabbanan, Khopturi Shabbos Pot Rabalasa, Valavush. Because of the car of the chi of chadas vile, watch this. Lo nikra in the miskayim, elam nistar me elam. Lo mashu nistar de maisa psichoso. Rabosa, here it is, black and white in Avnei Nezer. The fight in the Rebbe and the Talmud. If you're going to do something and then undo it, and you plan to undo it, let's assume it's made to be undone. You close the book, it's made to be opened. You open the book, it's made to be closed. It's all in the miskayim. What's it in? The Ramah considers that to be Eidah Miskayim and all Malachas. Malachas can close it too. And Levush says, no. That's a very fundamental dispute, Rabosai. Very fundamental. We're going to learn later down the road about umbrellas. Umbrellas, Rabosai. Bonus on a list of Malachas. May one open an umbrella on Shabbos. What do you say, Rabosai? Chas v'shol. Chalil. We don't even use umbrellas if they're open from before Shabbos. I have to tell you a story. Stories are always important. From the stories, we remember the din. We went to Shabbaton of Israeli kids in Riverdale, and they davened on my shul Friday night. They were in other shuls primarily, but somehow it's convenient to daven on our shul Friday night. It was a very, very rainy forecast. It was pouring and dark. And someone said, "Rabbi, the mincha time. There are 20 umbrellas opened downstairs in the basement. Come out." So I saw this chevra. I said, "What's this?" "Well, we wouldn't open our Shabbos. We opened it before Shabbos." I said, "Well, we don't do that over here." And I said, "Why?" I saw it. I have no time. It's aloha min hag shalan. So they were nice and closed with their umbrellas. Then they got taka drenched. But they were kept the minig. Okay, so our minig is not even to use an umbrella if it's already open from before Shabbos. But let's go to the Rikir Adin. If you open an umbrella on Shabbos, it's called in their language parasol. That's the word that they use in those tshuvas. What's the halacha? The Noda B'Yehuda writes a tshuva, Iser Boned Doraisa. Yeah, you can look it up yourself. I'm not going to go look it up. You read it. Noda B'Yehuda Tinyana, Simen Lamed. Chassam Sofer came a little bit after this, right? It's an Orachaim Simen Ayin Beis. No! At most it's Terabonon, because it's Bon Amanas Lister. No, he's an umbrella up the whole time. You put up the umbrella, you walk in the rain, you come back to the house, you take, close the umbrella. What are they fighting about, Rabosai? Same fight, right? According to the Noda B'Yehuda, it's Doraisa. Why? Because if you leave it by itself, it'll stay there till forever. And Chassam Sofer says, no, you plan to undo it. Pash the same achlokas as the Ramon and the Levush, right? The Noda B'Yehuda is like the Levush, and the Chassam Sofer is like the Ramon. So it would appear. So it would appear. All these cases. But what's interesting, Rabbi Osai, is the Avnei Nezer has a lot to say. If I want to get to a different Avnei Nezer, how do I do that? Just go here and click. He discusses this question at some length. He wants to know, is it a din in all the malachas or not? Watch this. Ikir tam davar shenem iskayim b'ena shel kayom b'prichel. Why? The davar shenem iskayim b'shabas potter aval asur. Mutter. He wants to know why is kosher mutter? It should be also mitzvah rabbanan. It's a very interesting idea. The das rifa Rambam then chayav afishal kayom rabbi ma'isa uman. We saw yesterday. Yesh liyashin. Why? To be ain or ma'isa uman. To ain is elam mitzvah rabbanan. To begin with, he tiru ben ashal kayom alagamri came on the title of the reis, which is a fascinating comment. What be other malachas? I'll take other malachas to rabbanan. And I'll do it in the manner of Eino Shokayam Ligami. Maybe it's going to be what the court him. Wow. Ach l'shar poskim the bishal kayam afilu Eino ma'isum el chayav. When we come again, Eino Shokayam klal mutal lechatchila. Ein tam she'ena miskayim maspik. How can it be? We know that only makes it putter. Why, when it comes to kosher, is it mutter? The answer is akoch mishlochosh of kesher kaygamna. How did he explain it over here? It's as follows. He says like this. He says, he wants to know. Oh. He said, I wrote, Einatam ishid lochoshev chibur to maishna b'tfilin av shena shokayama v'agatam ishim shena miskayim. Okay? He says, I think that's incorrect. It's the other way around. Rather, the din is as follows. Watch this. I can't tell Rabbi Eliyahu a little bit later on. Tam heter the Shabbos b'shum lo choshiv kesher kesher shekayama. Period. Lo choshiv kesher. It's not considered a knot. A knot by definition is what I call a local ptur. And it becomes a heter. Pturim klolim. It's a general rule we're going to have the whole year. Pturim klolim are pturim. They knock it down from the chiyuv of the rice to the east of the rabbanim. Pturim pratiim, local pturim, can very often make it heter, not always, but can very often make it heter gum. So the Avnei Nezer is saying that when it comes to a knot, it's a din klali. If it's temporary and meant to be undone, it's not considered to be a kesher at all. It's not considered a kesher at all. Fine. Chiddush Gadol. We'll have to see soon, as he already talks about earlier, tefillin has an impact on other areas of halacha. And since we're here already, I might as well give you his punchline, which is mind-boggling, because I think that many of you in the past, maybe we weren't careful about this, and maybe we don't have to be careful about this. Reisi lehaske kan, mashal mardi mehagos mordechai dechulin. What's hagos mordechai dechulin? This was on the Maran Makom, as he quotes it briefly over here. Hagos mordechai dechulin. Rabbeinu Eliyahu, I mentioned this yesterday, right? Tzorach liksha b'chol yom, tefillin shayat. What's that? Time's raya. You don't have to do it every day. But the also liksha b'shabbos. It's one erevin sadi zayin. You can't tie tefillin on Shabbos. That's why if there's a new tefillin that aren't tied, you can't bring him in that way. He eats tzorach liksha b'chol yom, holo habishol kayoma. A great raya. I mean, the time's bringing a raya from a furusha gemara. You see a chayav on tefillin, but if you have to do it every day, it's not shol kayoma. Kosev on Mordechai. Ein zer raya. The af the lav shol kayoma rachmona karye kesher. Because it says uksharta. Fine. So therefore it's called a kesher. Goli kro the ha choshev kesher av she eino shol kayoma the asur b'shabbos. Okay. Watch this. Mizeh muchach. The tama hete b'shabbos mishum lo choshev kesher. Shena shel kayama, uvitzfilin goli kro the chashiv kesher. Not called the kesher at all. It's not called the kesher at all. Here the Torah says it's called the kesher. It's called the kesher. Avol im atam mishum shena miskayim, but it really is a kesher. Ma bekachti b'tzfilin avi kesher. Mikol makom mutar b'shabbos shudeinu miskayim. And kolayim is similar. That's what he's talking about. Okay. So based upon this, we'll come back to it a little bit later. Rishi lahaskir. Lidad lo kam le karmel yo, eino yotzi b'tfilin ela b'kesher shel kayama, kibo b'shabbos lo choshev kesher ela shel kayama. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says no, we paskin to Rabbeinu Tam's raya and you need shel kayama, and therefore has to be forever. Now what happens? Lidan ein lo madirachmon akari kesher avshen kayama. Deminolon hol lidan stam kesher b'tfilin shel kayama. Oh, now watch. Fahani the Nasbit Tfilin Shalachirim. Also by a show of hands, who in this room has ever in his life since Bar Mitzvah borrowed someone else's tefillin? We try not to let it happen, but it can't happen. Now what happens? You borrow someone's tefillin. Umishanin Hakesher Lefimi Das Rosham. Very often your head has the same size as the other guy's head. So you gotta be here. Lav Shaper Avdi. Why? The habali mishanu achakach hakesher lefi midas roshon. They'll change it back. Nimtza rishon when you did it lo haveshel kayama lo yotzi dechavoso umitzvah lefarisei madover. Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, he throws in a humdinger in a Hilchos tefillin. Now Rabbo said, I guess if he's right, you just got to wear the tefillin the same, one size fits all. Now that can be tricky. If you learn Hilchos Tefillin, which we spent last summer, Hilchos Tefillin has to be here, has to be, you know, there is some wiggle room. But you know, I'm sorry, can't use it, doesn't fit. Not to change the knot, just put it down, find borrow from someone else. That's what he says. Is it, huh?
Where yeah. Did
he get this from? You can only be able to touch yourself down. That's what he says. Where did he get it from? Because it says Uksharta, and if the definition of the Kesher is Kesher Shel Kayama, that's his whole word. Not a Jindin Kloli. It's a din prati, it's a local din. You need kesher shel kayama. And therefore, if it's meant to be undone immediately, as if it's borrowed tefillin, not called a kesher, it's no ksharta, you're not yotze the mitzvah. An amazing chiddush. An amazing, amazing chiddush. What he says? It's hard to argue with a great, great genius, but we'll see soon that there are those who do argue with him. Do argue with him. Oh. Fine. So therefore, what does he say? The vart is, Rabosai, the definition of the melach of kosher is that you have to put two things together, right? We said yesterday. It's a chibur. You're putting things together. If you don't put things together, it's not considered in the category of kosher. That's it. It has to be put things together. You may recall we had the problem yesterday, or the day before, with the fellow who ties the knot at the end over here. He's not putting anything together, right? Let me talk about this one just for a reason. He ties like this.
We saw in the Uraim, he said, if you tie like this, it seems to you would be chayav. Not everyone agrees. The Kavis Mishnah said, no, called the Ram, no. But then, no. What did you put together? So the Avnei Ezer is a very big dochak shot, referring to a case, we have to do that, you're going to stick this through. So because you tie it not together, it enables you to attach the black and the white strings that are in my hand. Because once you have this knot, and it's tight, it's going to be tied in together. That's a dochak pshat. Rabbi Eliezer felt compelled to give that pshat, because otherwise, according to his definition, that kosher is nothing more than putting things together. So if you tie it only on itself, you haven't done anything. You haven't done anything. It's nothing. You haven't accomplished anything. Now the truth is, we saw the Nishmas Adam said this verb, not when it came to kosher, but when it came to what? Remember? What did he say? With respect to what malacha? Oreg. He said with respect to Oreg, not with respect to kosher. But we think it's true with respect to kosher. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. What will happen in the following situations? I guess we see a Mishnah Brewer, Shalom B'Mekomo, completely Shalom B'Mekomo, but let me just show you how it ties in. No pen and pen. I didn't mean to say that, but it came out good. It ties in. The Mishnah Brewer and Hilchas Tzitzis of all places. A person may not walk into a cemetery with his tzitzis hanging out. You ever heard that dance? It's called Lowing the Rush. So what do? You tie them up. The people would tie them up. No. They want to apostle them. The Afal Pisha Kosher Mzal Zeh. Lo Nisbat Mitzvah Tzitzai Dei Zeh. Why? To Halav Kesher Shel Kayamahu. The Dato Lahatir Sakesher Miyad Betes Nibes HaKvaris. That's all. So if you tie it together just to try to pass, it doesn't work. Because it applies in all different directions. But now we come, Rabbi Osai, to the issue of whether he's right with respect to tefillin, which is a serious matter. I mean, it's true, it's not Hilchos Shabbos, but we'll see it impacts on Hilchos Shabbos. Shut. I hope we'll be able to find it in the different editions. And we'll see soon we can find it. Shlomo Zal. Mincha Shlomo Tinyana Siman Aleph. I hope it's the right edition because they're different editions. Yes! It's the right one. Right? I have the original here. We'll be kind of used to screens, but if you ever want to see these in the Ksav, I have them. You can take them, borrow them, just take it from the base manager. Avnei Nezer gives you what you just saw. What's his raya? The Mordechai says, "Hodachai b'Shabbos rak al kesher shel kayama, eino machmas chisaron b'melechas Shabbos to luezel av b'melechas machshavos. Ela shudin klali to kol kesher shen shel kayama eino lam shem kesher." How do you see? Because the Mordechai said, "Kevan shiyesh lo shem kesher yun tefillin havna mikesher in Shabbos." Watch this. He has a new word. A beautiful, beautiful chiddush from Shlomo Zal. Yesh l'chalik ben heicha she'osim v'tchil l'kesher rak l'zman v'chakach en atzor lo d'mikri ena shokayama. Okay. Ava begam l'shekosh shana shal yolam ala sheitztar chakach l'shanos ha'kesher l'tima l'amidus rojo sheshub kesher kayama lo nech sheshub kach en shokayama. That's not so simple. I derive from the Mordechai. Watch this. Achronim ask, if you tie it tzitzis, you chayav katas. Why? Just to enish al kayama. What's the answer, Rav Osai? Just have in mind to take it out as soon as Shabbos is over. Right? The answer is, Kshira says he wants it forever. He's only doing it on Masa Hatta. Why? Mishum Yisra Shabbos. We became a Shachakach and Nebuchad Lahatki Rach Bavadi Yashir Zakesher. Kushar Zakayom. It's going around in circles. I have in mind now to take it out to avoid Yisra Shabbos. Once Abdullah's over, I can change my mind. So it becomes Shachakayom. There's examples from far off places. We have no time to go into that right now. Watch this. Let him take a shvu, he says. Yakabal atzma shvua shiat v'kesh lach haShabbos. That's the omer l'kshav for sure. Here's the answer. Watch this. He says a chiddush nifla. Kol shakesh mitzad atzma hu kesh shel kayama. Eino moel klal mashachol she v'dato v'etz asiyas haKesher amras latiro. No. Either Gemara, son of the Beit Shemesh, remember the father and the son shared a sandal. They had to undo it all the time. Came the Omer Latiro, okay, little Lashani, Mutal Chatchila. The Mucha Afapi, Shakeshim, Itzaratzmu, Shokayom, Yakomako, Mutim, who Omer the Choshe Latiro. No! That's a sandal, Shen Regilim, Lasos, Akesh, Liola. Yakomako, Masru Rabbanon, came in Shen Asu Latiro, Becholso Yom. In other words, all they can do is knock it down from the Rabbanon to Mutl Chatchila. Aval Eini Kan Raya LeKol SheKesh Shel Kayama Osem Min HaTorah Shemuila Machshav Tov LaSol Sein Shel Kayama. Okay, that's a Tzitzis. Tzitzis is forever. We give the Olam. That's, well, that's the case. Avnei Nezis case. We don't care that he has to undo it. Why? Forever. Oh, that's one answer. He quotes the Beis Meir, who's quoted in the Bir Halacha. Even though the Keshe Mitzaratzmo Shal Kayama, it doesn't help that he wants to undo it. But Sandal is different. Im Hechreachu, he's forced to. Remember, I told Yosef Tzorich, Hechreachu. In other words, not that I decide I want to do it just arbitrarily. I have to be, in effect, forced to do it. So the circumstances themselves dictate that I must do it. All right? That's what he seems to say. Kachem Tzitzis is Miyusha. Why? Easter Shabbos doesn't help. Mashal Tfilin Lacherim. Watch this now. Mikeven Shetzorach Lach Zero Lebalov. Hare vada sheish sibol hatar kesher, v'domlos handel betrei, shuvai havi kesher shakayama. The question is back. Quoted the Beis Meir, the question is back. Everyone follow me? Because the circumstance of this case, I borrowed this film, I have to go back to the original owner's head size. But this has a new chiddush. L'chein nir loma. Against what we said until now. V'lekol dinei haTorah, gam l'kesher shein shakayama, yesh shein kesher. Against the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer said, if it's not Shakayama, it's not called the Keshem at all. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no. It's all called the Keshem. Called the Keshem. It's called the Keshem. That's what he said. Watch this. Watch. V'lchein gamlin in tefillin, v'yusha, minag olam, shein choshashin, the Avnei Nezer right now. In the Shakayama, so what? It's called the Keshem. Ashkosva Mordechai, the Yimnech Shav Keshem in tefillin. Nikra Shem Gam Keshel in Shabbos Surah Keshel Kayom. Ein Kavanoso, as the Avnei Ezer Mechaschinuch said, that otherwise it's not a Keshel rule. No! No! So what does he mean? What does he mean? El Svar Samodachai, watch this. Dimidlo Matzinu Tnai Shel Kayom Ele Bekosher Ulekama Poskim Apetofes from Shamazam. Nothing beyond that. Maybe Oreg, because that's similar, but nothing beyond that. Could go kosev against this, for example, who equates kosev with all these, right? What do you see? All malachas you create, malachas means creative work. You created something. Lo ichpas la b'meshach kosher the soul so the macher. Who cares? B'shani kosher she'eino osa dova chodosh al mechaber bein shnei dvora makayamim kvar. A kosher is nothing new. And we're attaching two pre-existing items. U'mazen omrim shimdat ol asoso la'olam. Where's the nechsha malacha shos dova chodosh? What's the dova chodosh? Mikem asher dea kesher yas yeyosa leguf echad. Forever, chibur. Hashem kainim b'dato lahatiru achakach. How is that? Kshnei dvarim nifrodim. They're two separate things. Lefichach amut lahatir kesher shene shakayama. Mepnei she'omer lahatiru lo nechshav guf echad ve'ein lo achshav shein matir. That's what the Mordechai says. If the kesher is davar chadash, could go and betfilin. Typically, if I just tie this to what I do. What I tied, big deal. I didn't do anything. Nothing happened. Nothing changed. But let's say this was tefillin, black is tefillin. Well, let's say this make believe these ritzus. That's why we have black and white. Make believe these ritzus, and make believe I knew how to tie a kesher shel tefillin shi'ara shorosh, which I don't. I'm supposed to. So then, and I sat there and I sat and I tied. I made a kosher ritzus. That's a davar chadash. Why is it davar chadash? You have fulfilled the kshat on Yosei Adecha. You have now created kosher tefillin. That itself is a davar chodesh, says Reb Shlomo Zalman. Well, lefichach nechshav gam kesher in Shabbos lechayav. That's a meridik of art, Shlomo Zalman is saying. Meridik. Not that a kesher, which is not shalom, is not a kesher at all. No. Kesher shal tefillin atzmo nikra kesher gam eno shakayama. Because the Torah considers it a kesher. U'mekayim is a besuk shartim. Alpha P got Cain, Chaya Bas Yosef B'Shabbos, the B'Shabbos Chaya B'Kesher Kayama, or B'Kesher Shin Ischadesh Ayodo Shinu B'Din. The whole Vodah Shul Kayama, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is saying, not that without a Kayama it's not called the Kesher at all, it's called the Kesher. But who cares? Who cares? Humdrum. Who got made a Kesher? It's not one of the 39 creative categories of work. What's a Kesher? Kesher is nothing. A Kesher is only if I create something new. What's new? You're mechaber two things forever. That's new. But if it's just going to be untied right away, it's nothing. Unless it's kosher tefillin. It's kosher tefillin. It's something, even if it's going to be undone momentarily, Rabbosai. This is the chiddush nifla of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, which I think is a gevaldige chiddush. It's a gevaldige chiddush. And based upon this, we understand very well that if you borrow tefillin, you're yotze. You're yotze. You don't have to worry about it. You're yotze. That's what it says. Good. That's what it says. Now, I'll ask a shayla. We have, according to the Rambam, two criteria to measure, listen please carefully, to measure what's considered to be chayav b'Shabbos. Rav Osa, I need your help. What are the two criteria? Two. No? Maisa Uman and Shakayam. I'll ask you a question. You as straight-thinking chevron, do you think that the criterion of Maisa Uman applies anywhere beyond Shabbos? Wherever else the kesher was required, what do you think? Yes or no? What would you say? Yes. I'm asking a question, straight up and down. It's a one-word answer. What would you say? Would you say yes, or would you say no? What would you say? I'm asking a question. So you can always guess.
No.
I would also say no. Maisa Uma is derived from the Mishkan, the Pshuta, right? Then the Melechus Machshevis. That's required. But other areas of Halacha. What? Come on. I'm not sure I can find this for you, but I'm going to try. They have this on the first one, the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, watch this. The first of Shulchan Aruch, right there. The whole long list. Oh, I was afraid of this. They don't have it. They don't have all the mefarshim of the Shulchan Aruch. What I want to look show you is something which is printed in every single Shulchan Aruch, but they don't have it. There's a chance I'll get it. If I go to the Shulchan Aruch, there's no chance. Once I didn't get it here, I won't get it. Some links? Maybe? Let's try. For the Shulchan Aruch proper. Yeridaya. The Hilchos Kalayim of all places. Begun. Simon Shin. Now, if we're lucky, we'll get it on links. I don't know what they'll have it. Let's see. No, it's not here either. I want to refer to something called the Gilyan Marashah. For those who don't know, the Gilyan Marashah is not remembered by the Marashah in the back of the Gemara. Remember Shlomo Eger. He's also Marashah. Right? A lot of people in the world are Marashah. Right? So in his roommate who could be for one of the mayor Marashah. First name is Shin, the second name is Aleph, he became a Marashah. For these purposes. So Rav Osai, he writes over there that Kalayim is the same as Shabbos. And according to the Rambam, you need, believe it or not, you need a Maisei Uman. A Maisei Hedyot would not be a Kesher with respect to Hilchos Kalayim. Why? Presumably he considers it to be a Chesaron in the Chibur. It's not a Chesaron in the Kesher. It's a Chesaron in the Chibur. However, the Levush says no. The Levush says the reason for Uman is because in the Mishkan, they had Uman, that's a Pashut Pshat. If that's the case, Rabosai, that's the case, you wouldn't require Kesher Uman when it comes to other areas of Allah. I'll just try to show you one source, which may give you a little bit of a hint. Other chibur. Aruch Hashem, sorry, Aruch Hashem. The very beginning is an introduction to the Shabbos. In his introduction, he says something which is instructive. Well, what happened? It's a long introduction. It's not going to be the whole thing. V'chein nichlo b'melechus machsheves t'bina dafka l'melocha shel ma'ase uman k'mo shebemishkan l'melechus chorash v'choshev ha'vo kol sheino ma'ase umnus l'mikim melechus melocha b'shabes calls it Rashi Beitza. He gives other examples. U'mitam zeh k'mekeshe shumiyoves melochus. As the Rambam says, V'yizbor, V'tam alechas machshemes. Not doing kelayim, V'lechashem by kelayim. So the Aruch HaShulchan is quite clear, right, against that Gilyan Marashah, which I can't show you. Look it up in Simon Shin, in the bottom of the Yoredeya, and you will, in fact, you'll see it. Okay. The way to demonstrate this, Rabosai, I can at least show you an does anyone have a big Shulchan Aruch? Who has a Shulchan Aruch with him? That's it, two guys. We have to go back. I really prefer you see it inside in the text. Maybe for next week, you come in a regular Shulchan Aruch as well as a Mishnah Berurah. Both can come in very handy. I think it's important to see things in the text. For the moment, we have what we have. Shulchan Aruch, let's see. We'll start Mogan Avram, and we'll see if we have links. Okay. The Mogan Avram has what to say about this. Shechaza Umun Uksharo. It's over here, called the Yamshul Shlomo. What does that mean? Eino yochal atira al kechod rachot osu. Osu. From cutting ropes, links. No. I'm going to have problems over here. I'm trying to find him. One Arabic Kivega. He should be here. No. We have problems, I'm going to say. Rabbi Kiva doesn't appear. They don't know. They never heard of him. I'm about to play your shogun. Those who have, we have to look at it in the text. Those who don't have it, I'll just read it to you. Kiva has a comment on that Magen Avraham, which is very important. Simon Shin Yud Zayin, the Magen Avraham Yud Aleph that you have on the screen. But on that Magen Avraham, Kiva has a comment. Okay? Not finding it here either. Let's just say it Baal Peh. We'll find it some other time. Kivega says, he quotes from Gedolim, as an Issa Kalayim Doraisa by Kesher She'en HaShul Kayama. He quotes from the Taz and the Chos Kalayim. Against that Gilead Marsha. Against that Gilead Marsha. But let us turn our attention, Rabbi Osai, to what we spoke about before, which is the Taz Simon Shin Yud Zayin Sivkaton Aleph. Okay? This is the Taz that the Bi'al Lacha quoted. Yesterday, we saw yesterday. What did he say? I'm quoting. Da'kol toli b'das ha'odam ha'kosher b'l'chud. Tzitzis. Just tie tzitzis, Rabbi Osai. So the real answer, we think, is doesn't depend upon you. It depends upon what most people are doing. But the Taz is a Taz. You can't just say nothing. Taz also know how to learn. How will he answer this question? Why you tie tzitzis on Shabbos? Just have in mind to undo it. Motzoi Shabbos. There are four answers. One, according to Avnei Nezer, you can catch a kayam. We just saw that. Tefillah and tzitzis, you can catch a kayam. Two, Rachmona Kari and Kesher. Same as our God's Mordechai said about tefillah. So we say the same thing applies by tzitzis. Three, according to the Urayim, we said it's Aser. Because since some people are going to may leave it forever, it's Aser Midrabanan. Right? The Mechasich is a wildest Kiddush. It's Maka B'Patish. Believe it? Maka B'Patish. Then we don't have this idea of undoing it later on, be pottering it. Okay, so four technical answers to this question. Fine. Very good, Rabbi Osai. We mentioned before the Be'al Lacha argues on the Taz completely. And I told you that the Lashon of the Beis Yosef is Mashma like the Be'al Lacha. Against the Taz. Let's read it for a second. I want to show it to you. First year tour. I don't know where I am. Okay, see I said. Okay. It's important to be diagonal in the Lashon because every word means something. Right? I think we read it in Shir yesterday, but yeah. Dava shed derek lekoshro. Asui latir b'chol yom. He keeps doing the word derek, the word asui. I know what you have in mind. Who are you? Who are you? You're nobody. You're nobody. What you have in mind is an irrelevancy. What the world has in mind is what counts. Oh. Okay. Good. Now the following shaila. Serious question. What if I tie something? I have no plans to untie it, but I have plans to throw it in the garbage. Throw in the garbage. It's extraordinarily important. You cannot imagine how important it is to this child. I plan to throw it in the garbage. No, what's it in? Can't be permanent. What? It can't be permanent. Okay. You know, you're saying it'd be chayiv on it. You have a riot? Let's take a look. We're supposed to be by the Yon of the Yom, that's what I was told. So let's talk a little about Yom Kippur, a little about Sukkos. By the way, next week, full shiur, regular shiur, Tuesday, which is Erev Rosh Hashanah, we'll talk about Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Any question you want to ask? Feel free to ask. Then I'm at your mercy on Tuesday. Before that, we learn Hilchos Shabbos. Except maybe today we'll talk about the parasha a little bit, but we have to get started. But nonetheless, I was told by Yonah the Yoma, we'll get through the back door. We'll go first to Yom Kippur, and then we'll go to Sukkos. Rabbi Osai, does anybody know what happens when they had the Sur Lazozo? What did the Kohen Gadol do with respect to Sarah Lazazel, which has to do with our sugya? Very good. What did he tie? String. And what happened when you throw up with tzaddikim? By miracle, what happened?
Turned white.
Question is, what happened to that string? That string was tied around the solar zazel. What happened to the solar zazel? Forgive the expression. It was thrown into the garbage. You read the Mishnah's view, was thrown down. It went down from the tzuk. Chee, wee. Don't get the ASPCA after us, Rav Arsai. But that's what happens. Solar zazel. But how do you do it? This is not an integral part of the avoda. It's not your avad avoda zocha Shabbos of Yom Kippur. It's a avolach. But this is not. This is just you want to know the chibush of Yisrael. You want us to make sure it turns from red to white. That's not docha Yom Kippur.
Something with shvus.
Why is it a shvus? That's the question. You tie it around the soil, but it's going to remain there forever. No one's going to go and untie it. It's permanent, the definite quote you want. So the Maril Diskin, the Gdolei Olam, wanted to prove from here that if since you're throwing it into the garbage, it's not called Keshel Kayam. Hilchos Yom Kippur. The problem is, you have Hilchos Sukkos. We're going in order. And Yom Kippur, we're okay. But let's take a look at the Gemara. A Gemara, I'm going to say. I think it's on the Makaras, if I'm not mistaken. Talmud Bavli. Sukkah. Lama Gimel, I think I said, am I correct? Lama Gimel in the base? If I'm not mistaken, that was on the source. Lama Gimel. Here we go. Tana Rabbana, Hutar Avdo B'yomtif, you know, Lulav Tzarek Eged, right? You're supposed to tie, everyone know that? You're supposed to tie the Dasim and their Ravis onto the Lulav. It fell apart. Avdo Kagudo Sheyerek. Frektim of Amai La'anvi Me'anev. It was a loop. Haman Rabbi Yehudi. No, I need a Kshir Ma'ayasehi. He Rabbi Yehuda. Egan Ma'ayasehi boy. Haitana Sovak Rebbe say, Bechoda Poga Bechoda. I'll go into those details. That's the Gemara. You have a problem of tying it out on Sukkos. Says Rashi. Says Rashi on that very Gemara. Okay? Here we go. Who took the shalula biyamtiv? Kricha bi'alma. Just tie around, no knots. Below yiksha shnei roshim kechad shar ksharim. Tekesha shal kayama me'ovas melachasu. Why? V'zeh shal kayama hu. She'en ochoshesh la'atiro olamis. What happens to your lulav after Sukkos? Where's your lulav from there? You know where it is? Top of an Kodesh somewhere. Unless it was taken away before Pesach or something. We don't mean basically throw it out. So you see in this Rashi, even though you throw it out, Afal PK is a Kesha Shel Kayama because you don't bother untying it. Wow. This is bad news. This is bad news. At first glance, it shows us a Din D'oraisa. Against what you seem to see from the case of Yom Kippur with the soil. So I'm going to give you an assignment. I want you to look it up yourself. Shmir Shabbos Kil Chos. I don't believe that you can get that you'll let me know for next week if it's on Hebrew books. Someone look it up for next week. You can look it up now, just for our knowledge. Is it on Shmir Shabbos Kil Chos? I think it's not also. Okay? But get it. I want you to see inside. This is your assignment for Sunday Shir. Shmir Shabbos Kachasa, not in our perek about kosher, but in perek Lamed Hay, it's about Chol of Shabbos. In the new edition, it's Ha'orah Samach Zayin. If you get the old edition, I can't tell exactly what Ha'orah it is, but it's about the question if you have a bandage and you put the bandage on, halacha l'maisa. You cut yourself on Shabbos, right? Chalila shouldn't happen to anybody here. So what do? You put on a bandaid, right? Right? Put a bandaid on, correct? When you finish, you take off the band-aid. How do you take it off? Do you separate it again? or do you leave it there forever? You just leave it tied, you just pull it off. Assuming the latter is going to pull it off. And you leave it there, are you involved, chas v'sholem, in isa daraisa? What's isa daraisa? Hamadbik niyoro, says the Rambam, is chay mishim tofer. You don't need it there for more than a few hours because you have a little cut. You take it off first, you take it off right away. But who cares? You're not going to pull it apart. That's what Shlomo Zalman's shadow. And he talks about some of these things. I don't want to prejudice the jury. I want you to look at it yourself. You just look it up, please, yourself, and come up with an answer what you think is correct, because it's going to be extraordinarily relevant for all of us. Okay? That's your assignment. We are going to go open the Gemara Shabbos, which we haven't opened yet, and I want to talk about the parasha soon. There's a little bit more. Please open to the Mordechai again in Siman Shin Pei Vav, and then we'll go back to the Mefarshim Shulchan Aruch and just see before we come to a conclusion. Whoa, what happened? Shin Pei Vav in the Mordechai. We saw in the Gemara yesterday that Minol de Rabbanon is Pot de Rabbalasi. How do you define Minol de Rabbanon? The rabbis used to have certain funny habits. Let us see in the Mordechai's version thereof. What was their funny habit? Let's take a look, please. Please look. Milo Sherabonin, line 2. Shin Pei Vav. Korek also bedochak, v'koshrin, v'ein kolzim minoleim me'aragleim, kim b'leile Shabbos, v'shalom dem b'chol aleile shalchol, v'shokot b'malbushen, v'kach potter abalosim. Shaila, Rabosai. And how in the world did the rabbis take off their shoes Friday night? And how in the world did they tie their shoes Shabbos morning? Minei Ubei is a stira. You're saying that the rabbis, by a vote of show of hands, who thinks that rabbis are usually considered b'cheskos Shomer Shabbos? So how in the world did these rabbis take off their shoes Friday night, as they're for a week, and put on their shoes again Shabbos morning? That's exactly what should be not allowed. Also, with the rabbanim. So how did the rabbis do it? What a gevaldik kasha. The Taz asks this kasha. The Taz asks this kasha. I want to show you the Taz inside. Those of you who have it, please look inside in Sifkot and Beis. So not everybody has it. We'll try to get to it in the Shulchan Aruch proper. I think it's this. Okay. Here we go. Sifkot and Beis. Watch. Kosher. Im ken avi b'chlal potter avalaser. V'heich koshim osu b'shabbos shachris. Had the rabbanan tie their shoes in front Shabbos morning? What else could he have asked? Come on. Had they untied them Friday night? It was the same shayla. V'yesh loma. The mikol makom lo nechshav b'chlal kviyus man shezacharnu. Why? Watch this now. The harbe pa'omim shochvim gam b'chol v'choltzim in aleim. That's in theory, Rabbosai. They masmidim. Ooh, masmidim. They learn yom v'layla. Every once in a while, they just collapse. They take off their shoes on Sunday night too. Maybe Motzei Shabbos, they're tired. In other words, they like to go all week, but they sometimes collapse, and they can't do it. Ulisimana bi'alma nokat gemara, kevin shedarkon bekach, rove pa'amin, usually it's that way, v'melech she'odem gomer bedato, she'u nisharim bevada ez hazman, hoya isur. What did he answer? What's the Taz answer? Most of the time, it's going to be a problem if he just doesn't stop. But what happens if he will decide to undo it subsequently. Don't do it on Motzei Shabbos. Right? Maybe it would be permissible. In our case, there's no kviyas man, because very often they take it off during the week as well. It's called Simana the Alma. Most of the time, the rabbis will leave it from Shabbos morning, from Shabbos morning until Friday night. So the average person who does it that way will be in violation of an Issa derabbanan. Give us less than a week. Okay? Less than a week. Oh. But this Rashi that he quotes requires explanation. Rabbi Moshe, please turn to the Rashi that he quotes. He quotes a Rashi. Kuf Yud Beis. Kuf Yud Beis. Please look inside. It's the Rashi. The Rashi talks to the Dimas of Bidderabona. He says as follows. Shekoshrin Sabav Raglam and Koshrin Bidochak Shepavim Shekholtuk Shu Kosher Vinolak Shu Kosher. Once in a while, called the Rashi. It's not the same as the Mordechai's trap. Mordechai said that the Rabbana means they leave it there for a week. He's saying, no, it's on, you know, here and there. Umiyukesh Kayama Lohavi. Why? Shibishah Satit Matirin also the Kosher Bidochak Shu Yidbak Bidit Shabbat Baragla. So you're going to have to take it off when it gets to winter season. I have a shayla. Let's say you live in a place where there's no winter season. Where's that? Arizona. Where does it never rain? Where's a place where there's no rain? Sahara Desert.
Riyadh.
Okay, Riyadh. Okay. Never rains. Ayid in Riyadh. Rahman or something. But all right. Wherever he is a place there's no rain. Why would you be chayim? Why? The first day of Rashi, Rabbi Moshe. What's the first day of Rashi? Yes, sometimes, no. But in order to explain why you're not chayim in the rice, the Rashi had to insert the fact it's going to be a muddy season. Even without a muddy season, once in a while, he takes it off without a Torah's kesher. Once in a while, with a Torah's kesher. That's what Rashi says. Pumim and pumim, right? Pumim shechol tzuk shu kosher, mean pumim not. So I want to make the following suggestion. If there's no set time to take it off, it's going to be treated as le'olam forever, even though once in a while he may decide to take it off. I'm saying a chiddush gadol, but I think it's pratan rashi. If it were not for the rainy season, even though once in a while you take it off, but since there's no set time to take it off, it's considered what I call permanent or indefinite. It's permanent and indefinite because there's no set time that you're going to take it off. That's what I think. That being the case, let's explain the tats. The opposite is also true. According to the Mordechai, when it's a zman kavua, it's never there for more than a week, and there's no zman kavua to leave it on, it's going to be mutter. From one extreme to the other, I repeat again. If there's no set time to take it off, and it's 50-50, yes, sometimes no, we say it's chayav d'orais. If there is a set time when you take it off, no more than a week, and it's 50-50 within the week, then it's mutter. That's what I wanted to suggest. That's shot in the Taz. Perhaps, maybe. I can't say for sure, but maybe. It's interesting. The Mefarshim is Kakashi, Rabbi Osai, against a different Taz. There's another Taz over here, Rabbi Osai. Over here, Sivkot and Hay. Remember that about Matirin Beis HaTzava? Right? The fellow in the store, he tied the neck tight with a string, so then you may untie it. And he calls it various sources. He writes as follows. V'nirali, Ein Issa B'yosem Yom Echad. Same shot, it has to be done within one day. Within one day. Why? He says, Kevin lo kosher aratzel atir bevadai hayom. Certainly that day, you have to use a gun if you need it. Whoa, wait a minute. A steer and two tazes. Here the tazes, if it's cotton bays. That the rabbis once in a while did it this way, once in a while did it that way. So So it's mutter for the rabbi to tie his shoe on Shabbos and untie his shoe on Friday night. But over here he's saying, if you're not sure that it's being going to be untied the same day, then it may not be, it's not permissible. It's a contradiction within the Taz. Oh. So the answer is given as follows. There, by Beis HaTzavar, the normal way for the Beis HaTzavar is it stays for a long time. And the time that the person ties it up, the koveis, the launderer, ties it up, and therefore stam is going to be usher. Let's say beferish to untie it the same day. And of course, what you have in mind will work. As opposed to when it's sometimes this way, sometimes that way, that's our case over here, of the middle of the Rabbanan, that would be considered to be in the category of permissible. Oh. Now, the question becomes then, and then we have to sort of wrap up, is as follows. The number of other brief sources. One is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. I want to show you Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Where would he be? Kiburim? Shulchan Aruch HaRav, there we go. It's all on the Ma'ar Makomos. So if you haven't seen it yet, please feel free to look it up later on. Look at this. I asked you to see three sifim. They're a little bit long. Let's do sif beis, which is not that long. Watch this. We're discussing the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, what exactly he says about different kinds of knots. We have to see. It's hard to get this. Look at the one sif without the other one. Maybe we should start from sif aleph. Well, let's see. Let's put it all on the top and see what we can get. Kesha Omer the sky in the Olam. The Hainu, watch this. Shekosho al das she shor kein kolzman sheef shelo lios kayam. The kolzman shelo yitztarech lo latiro v'af al pi sheef shelo she yitztarech lo latiro bizman korv v'yatirenu af al pi kein hol shekosho in a kolzim zman v'data mos yatirenu v'ef shelo she shor kein the Olam. What is he saying over here? He's not saying. It's not, you can't call it, so you use the word yesterday permanent. I use the word indefinite. I'm a Lubavitcher. Indefinite means you don't know. For, it could be a 50-50 chance I'm taking out tomorrow. Could be. Of course, the question is, if that's the case, I would have said certainly against the Taz. Does the Alter Rebbe agree with the Taz? Or does he disagree with the Taz? Let's take a look. Where are we? Oh. Watch this. Imu b'data shol latiyam b'yomam. But if it's daf latir and arvus, it would be permissible. Asur latir and b'shabes im kshakoshu olsam biyachad mimos achol hoy b'daf shel latir and biyad b'layla shel achrov. Avlam ein bedatam klum kishakoshrin elakoshrin stam, right? Mutorim lakoshrin bishabis. Viafalpi, bafshachakak enamatim and osam balayla, aliach ezes man, enamikroim bishukak keshokayoma. Why? Ho bishasak shiro, lohoya adover vadai, shliatir osam balayla moti shabbos, shilifam gantimidacham chosim in a lamb balayla term yishkavu. Wait a minute. How do you resolve, reconcile this, what we just read, paragraph beginning Avo, with the first paragraph, second paragraph, Lumina Torah? Before he said that if you don't know, stam, it's indefinite, it's chayv d'oraisa. Here he's saying, if you don't know, it's mutter. What must the answer be? Depends how high the stakes are. If the possibility is unlimited, it could be indefinite forever and ever and ever, and you don't know, it's chayv d'oraisa. But if it's a cap, there's definitely a 1 week cap, never more than a week, can't be, never more than a week, then we have a right to be lenient. Then we have a right to be lenient. Okay? This is an interesting concept. An interesting concept, Rabbi Osai. An interesting concept. Oh. Now. Interesting concept. Let's call it as follows. Sfeika d'oraisa l'chumra, sfeika d'rabbanon l'kula. Fascinating idea. A fascinating idea. Now it's interesting. There were those who disagree with Alter Rebbe. Say no. A suffix is always mutter. Even it could be there forever. What's the basis? The basis is our Gemara. Ayin dalet amud beis. Ayin dalet amud beis. Yisedos oholim. Frek the Gemara. Kosher mas atter. Why? Maybe the forever. What's the answer to that question? Hashem promised to bring us to Eretz Yisrael, so it can't be forever. In the Chanami, Savik forever would be the Chumrah. Savik, if it's with a cap, is Lekula. No matter what the cap happens to be, as long as it's not forever. That's what we have to say. This is a discussion which is found in the Avnei Nezer a little bit. I'll just show you a little bit of a second. Where we have, where's Avnei Nezer? Should Avnei? Wait. If I want a different one, I'm going to have problems. I go back to the beginning already?
Yeah, unless it's consecutive.
That's almost consecutive.
Yeah, plus minus.
Or minus. No, wrong one. Oh, let's go minus. Where links, but this is here? Okay, 1 second. One more time, we're home free. That was pretty fast. Watch. What about a suffix? You want a case of suffix? Right? Suffix. Yushalmi. Choshev kesho kayama l'schayev. Kshira mahaya b'mishkan. Shukoshin akloya b'meisorim. V'lo l'shohoysa. Temporary. Om Rav Yossi became a Shehoya Pi Adibur, Kamo Shehu Li Olam. Om Rav Yossi became a Shiftich and a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shemachnis in the Oretz, Kamishu Li Shah. What do you say? Came a Shehoya Sofik Etzlan, and why Yisru Mikan Chashim Keshel Kayama. And Rav Yossi is only arguing, came a Shiftich and a Chnis in the Oretz, Hare Borosh Yisru Mikan. Look at that. Sofik is Asur. So Suffolk the Olam is Chayav. Okay? So he's suggesting that Nakuda. If it's a Suffolk of forever, it would be Chayav. But if it would be a Suffolk with a cap on it, presumably it would be Mutter. It would be Mutter. So it would appear. So the last thing before I want to talk for a minute about the project, just one source in the Gemara, in the Korban Asana, Rabosa. I asked you a Korban Asana here in the 15th Perek. Just for a second inside, and then just want to wrap up. Please turn. Korban Asano, here. Sifkaton Nun. Watch this. The Rosh said, Kosem ala Trumas, with a small nun is. Avnetin shekoshin osu b'ritzuas v'ena matin ek shemeshana mechnasayim osu l'koshin b'shavas. Hopefully you change your pants. I won't ask you that question. It says, Hoti dinzel efi perusho b'hod de meshane b'dirabonan. Chav? Should we just saw it, it's in base. V'cheinu yesh la'akshus al hatarasan b'shabbos. How do you want to tie it on Friday night? V'lo kashamit. Why? T'is l'nameymar, t'rabbanon koshu min aleyan b'shabbos, are the aniva ad motzei Shabbos. They use an aniva, and then we retie it. So, ukim to teretz, okay. V'hatarasan tzvirli balatrumas, t'ein chayav chadas al mahataras kesher, ki'im shemata menas likshu k'maisi mishkan. As Rabbeinu said in Klal Gadol, the came and the Eino Elo Yisur the Rabbanon, but Mokum Tzar Lo Gozru, as the Rambam says in Sif Aleph. And the Rambam, this, we had a different pshat, couldn't learn it about the Tshuva, why? Because it was Matachayim Afilo Shalom Likshor, a whole pilpul here in the Korban of Sanon. Fascinating. But I want to give you before the Parsha, so we're going to stop the letter on Sunday, for those Sunday Shias at 11:30 to 1. The Shia will be at 11:30 on Sunday, Mitzvah. Rav Osai, he says this week's parsha. Is there a chumash in the house? Do we have a chumash here just to be able to read it from the chumash? No. Okay. It says, "Re'ei nosat lefanech hayom es achayim es atov es abov es vesara." V'charta v'chayim, famous pasuk. Parsha Nitzav. A few weeks ago, we read a parasha which is actually called Re'eh. Re'eh, who knows the first part of my heart? Anochi nos patecham hayom, rochu klol. Yes, the Meshech Chochma. Why in parashas Re'eh, it said rochu klol. The worst case scenario is klol. When it comes to this week's parasha, it says mavis. Mavis is much worse than klol. Why before is it only klol, and now it's chalila v'chatz mavis? Good question, huh? He answers the Meshachok, but as follows. What intervenes between the beginning of Parshas Re'eh and the very end of Parshas Yitzavim, this focuses on the very, very end, is the Parsha of Tshuva. The Shavta Ad Hashem Elokecha is this week's Parsha. That's before Shvi, Ksheena Mechubarim, right? Whereas, or called before Revi this week, whereas the part of the Re'ei, Nosat Lechas Amavas Yisrael, that's in Revi, a.k.a. Shvi. So Tshuva intervenes. Here's a Meshech Chochma, a very deep idea. Before Tshuva existed, we would be punished for our original sins because of our momentary lapse. We did something wrong. Deservedly so, we should be punished. A klol. But that's it. Since we didn't have the opportunity to correct our sins, we can only be punished for a momentary lapse. That's it. That's a klal. However, once the Ribbono Shel Olam, B'tuvo HaGadol, introduces the concept of tshuva, which is a golden opportunity, but it's a double-edged sword. If you take advantage of it, gevaldik in tshuva. If you don't take advantage of it, chas v'chalila, what's held against you? Not just the original aveira that you did in a momentary lapse, but your stubborn refusal over much time, possible contemplation to do tshuva. That's a disaster. That could lead chas v'shalom to mavis. Follow what the Meshech Chochma said? Tshuva is great when you use it. If you don't use it, it's held against you. Suggests a pshat, din v'cheshbon, din for the original avera, and cheshbon, why didn't you do tshuva? To which I'd like to add, we read Parshas Re'eh every single year, Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Shabbos before. We read Parshas Tzavim every single year, the last Shabbos of the year. Halal davar, nothing is an accident. Re'eh is before Elul. Nitzavim is the end of Elul. Rachmana Litzlan, if we squandered the opportunity to tshuva in Chodesh Elul, which is the month of tshuva, Cholila v'chaz, it changes from Klola to Moves. Look at the bright side. If we do tshuva, and there's still plenty of time, I should say plenty, under a week, there's still a little less than a week left for the Tov Shinayin Gimel. You can take advantage of the opportunity. Tshuva takes 1 second. Maybe three. You figure out how fast. Hakoras achet, vidui, charota, vidui, kabbalasit. They take a couple seconds to process all that. But that's all. In that short amount of time, Rabbi Osai, you can uproot all the averis and become a whole different madrega, which we'll talk about at least from next week before Rosh Hashanah. But for now, don't wait. Don't wait till Wednesday night, which is Rosh Hashanah. Don't wait till my shmooze on Tuesday afternoon. Now, Thursday, just into the afternoon. It's time to start thinking seriously about these matters. Everyone, Darko, Makomo, Basher Husham. I wish you all a bracha. Take these words seriously. So you'll, in fact, have a bracha. You'll have chayim. You'll have tov. And a ksiva v'chasim v'tova. And a shnas chayim v'shal. Good Shabbos to one and all.